Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
If you think that your partner might be cheating, well, first of all, that's pretty rough in and of itself, obviously. Yeah. However, there is one day of the week when they are more likely, a person who is cheating is more likely to contact their side piece than any other. That day is Monday. And that time is 8 a.m.
Oh, so we're coming up.
So in the next 30, 40 minutes, if they cheating, they about to reach out.
Wow. So how would you check that? I mean, I guess, do you just...
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you really probably should look into all of the little tips and things that you might have and not just like, oh my gosh, the phone rang and I didn't know who it was and you're cheating. It's probably not the case. But if suddenly all of the signs and symptoms that we have come to know as cheating, where suddenly your partner is not interested in your stuff, is on their phone a lot more, is hiding their phone. Put a lock on their phone, has started to work late or work a lot or has business meetings to go to. Like all of these things that they're all adding up. And then suddenly you just have a feeling. A lot of times a gut feeling really can go a long way. Now, right around now is when they're going to reach out. Why? Because they've just spent the whole weekend with the person that they don't want to be with, and they feel the need to reach out to the person that they're sort of, you know, cheating with.
I feel like if I were in a relationship and I thought they were cheating and I'm hearing this story now,
yeah,
I would be sitting in bed looking at my partner at 8 a.m. looking like, who you going to text?
Oh, well,
who
maybe
you
going to
text, boo?
At work. Maybe they already at work. Hmm? Well, the people, and by the way, here's a good indicator. The most common way that people hide their affair is by putting the person in their phone under a fake name of the other gender.
Oh, of course. Definitely.
That happened to me back in when I got cheated on back in the day. Like, you know, it's like an early 20s relationship. And I discovered that my name was in his phone as, or my number was in his phone as, Eric G.
So you were Eric G.
I was Eric G. I was like, what? And at first, I was so confused. I was like, I know I've called. Who's Eric? Is that my number? Okay. I'm that person.
You were the side piece.
I was the side piece, and I didn't know about it. I was Eric G. What do you want? So just heads up, it would be 8 a.m. on a Monday. Also, big shouts out to St. Pete Pride. Of course, we talked about that having gone down this weekend. An estimated 200,000 people showed up to the parade. 5,000 people were in it. And the festival yesterday was one of the biggest yet. Event organizers say there were 50,000 people in the Central Avenue area of St. Pete yesterday.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge weekend. I mean, I had so much fun at the parade. We got to host it Saturday night.
Yes.
And it was just amazing just to see the display of love and the signs for free hugs. I mean, it was, and what always gets me is whenever they have the PFLAG group, it's a group of parents of gay and lesbian children, when they march and they have like signs that say, I love my gay son, I love my lesbian daughter, that always gets me choked up.
Yes, absolutely. Love so it. It was a really cool love event this past weekend. And then finally, this year's iPhone, because you know how they always have new stuff that comes out. In the fall, we're looking forward to iPhone 8. That's what it's tentatively called. I don't know if it'll have some new name, but basically iPhone 8 is going to be a huge launch. They're already talking about how the design is going to be different. The screen may be like a wraparound type screen.
Oh, like an Android?
Right. Oh. So they're talking about all these different features, but the one that people are most heavily looking forward to is the augmented reality, which they're going to have on this year's iPhone, where it could be the way that the cameras work. There's like dual cameras and it's going to put you in that AR, like think Pokemon Go. That was like augmented reality.
Gotcha. Okay.
Where you can see things that aren't really there.
Right.
It puts you in it. Apparently this new iPhone launch is going to have that feature
for everything.
Yeah, I guess so.
So what sort of things will you be able to put in this augmented reality?
I don't know, but all of a sudden I realize that you think this is going to be like adult material.
No.
All I just thought about was the eggplant emoji just falling down everywhere. Like, that's what you thought, isn't it?
No, I didn't actually.
I didn't.
I mean, I can already do that. I can take a Snapchat of you and put an eggplant anywhere
but
I want to.
That's a Snapchat.
Valid. So then I'll be able to do it on my regular camera.
Yeah, you'll be able to just do it and see it like that and in real life.
So I
guess.
Just make eggplants fall all around you, Holly.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know you can't. So anyway, getting the new iPhone 8 this fall. Eggplants everywhere. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.